and welcome to our Good Place podcast that is run by Good Place Innovators, a team of researchers, educators and student fellows passionate about transforming communities with an extra sensitive eye for our place, local context and true community needs. My name is Radka Newton and I'm a senior teaching fellow in strategy and innovation at Lancaster University Management School. I'm also an education service designer and a lead of Good Place Innovators project funded by the Enterprise Educators UK. In this podcast, we have inspired educators to incorporate place-based pedagogy to their curriculum design. We debated the role of local council in injecting pride, rejuvenating community spirit. And today, we welcome our local entrepreneur, Jackie Jackson, fourth-generation partner of Thomas Jardine, a non-executive director and ambassador for SME productivity for Be The Business, and an honorary teaching fellow at Lancaster University Management School. Jackie, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Jackie, you are such an inspirational promoter of the place, and I know how driven you are by the good of our place. And if you don't mind, I will start with your own quote. And the quote goes like this: I want entrepreneurs and generational family businesses to succeed in our place and for our region to be the best in class, a vibrant business ecosystem. Where does this drive come from and how do you encourage others to feel the same passion for the place?
I think for me, I was born into a family business, which was very much embedded in its place. So I learned from a very early age that appreciating your place and also giving back to that place was absolutely vital for your success. More importantly, I suppose, throughout my working life, I appreciate that the concept of place is fluid as well. So as when we were in physical retail, very much centred around the small villages and the small towns and the communities. And then I suppose as my role evolved within that, my place became Scotland. And then my place became the UK and Northern Ireland to a certain extent. So the place moves, I think, with the way you perceive it and the way you want it to be. And I think being part of your place and where you're from, you want it to be the most successful place. But that doesn't mean you don't challenge it, that you don't want it to be better and want it to improve. I've not got rose-coloured spectacles. I want it to be better and I want people to see the good in it. And I think that's how you encourage others to see that there's an opportunity in place.
Well, Jackie, your entrepreneurial experience, you know, your expertise and your agility is really remarkable. And you are now the fifth generation, so not you, but your boys are the fifth generation, yes. I suppose, yeah. In your company. And you've moved from farming to grocery to C-store retailing, consulting, and now you are running a beautiful co-working space in Carlisle. Mm-hmm. I mean, what has place meant for you and I suppose for the business on this quite radical transformational journey?
I think it's always about embedding yourself in place, but not becoming insular in that place. And I think there's something about place and locality that can make you insular and a little bit parochial sometimes. And I think you've always got to look out. The change comes from embracing the skills and the capabilities as each generation comes forward. And I think the external landscape and the pressures around us, and we know there are many, you've got to shape what you do to the environment around you and the skills and capabilities within the people that are there and the people that come through and the generations in your family. So I think if you're not changing in your place, then you're not likely to survive in your place. And that's just my philosophy. And I suppose I was born in the land of the Border Reavers. So right on the border between England and Scotland, some people called that the debatable lands, where it was lawless for 300 years. So some people might think it's still the same, but that's our place. So in that kind of capacity, you could be Scottish in the morning and English in the afternoon. So the place is fluid and the change around you. So that growing up and knowing your history and your heritage of the place does impact the way you adapt to that place and your flexibility within it, I think. That's how I see place.
And how have you managed to pass it on to
the fifth generation, and are they passing it on? Is there a sixth generation as well brewing? And
they've arrived. Generation six have arrived.
So how are you passing this heritage and that sense of quite a complex situation where you are? That place is quite complex, isn't it?
I think it's because if people can follow their dreams and achieve their own dreams in their place, then you know the place is doing something well. If they have to leave their place to achieve what they need to achieve, then there's something lacking probably in the place. But I think you should always go out, bring new ideas back in, and that stops that insular kind of thinking that can hold us back. So it's about encouraging place, using skills and capabilities and your own vision of your own future and what that looks like. And I think sometimes generational family firms will want to hold things back, but I take the values that we have, embrace the skills that people want, and then hopefully you create a place that can help that flourish. So it's for me about making sure they follow their dreams, not mine. Mm. I follow mine, they follow theirs. That's really about it.
Well, that's very generous of you as well with the family business and the constant change of the business model. That's quite interesting how probably maybe... I guess your parents wanted to follow your dreams as well.
Yeah. It was very much that's the way we were brought up. You follow your own plan if you can. Mm. That's not to say the family can't help you achieve that or encourage you to achieve that. But it's very much about evolving with the landscape, which is the external environment, the changing nature, the attitudes of people. And if we can create something like we have with the co-working, the guild, a community of business and professionals that come together to do what they want to follow their passions. So then that's creating space within place that you can achieve what you want to achieve. Now that's quite good. That feels good. It feels a nice thing to do.
Mm. And Jackie, in our first podcast, we referred to a line from the research of Ed McKeever, who is my colleague, and you know Ed's work very well. And Ed said in his piece, you have to cherish the place where you do business. And I wonder, what's your take on this as a local entrepreneur? Can this be learned?
I think it's the right phrase. I think cherishing your place is a good thing, as long as you challenge it to do better and to do more. So you should love it, but you should want it to be better. So you should always encourage it to do better. So I suppose as an entrepreneur based in place, I think you need to bring energy and skills to the place. And as I said, we operate the Guild, which is that co-working space that attracts entrepreneurs from all over the place, all over the world actually at the moment. And they're coming to our place for a reason. And that becomes their place for a while. As they move through and they get to experience it. So I think it's skills, capabilities and perspectives are hugely important to bring into places so that we can see things differently and adapt to the landscape. So yeah, you do need to cherish it, absolutely, as long as you challenge it in equal measure.
Well, that's an interesting perspective that I suppose we haven't had here. We talked a lot about the emotional attachment to the place and respect for the place. But I like that, that view that you are posing to us, that challenge, not just getting complacent with the place. That's really interesting.
Because your place can fall behind. And sometimes in other regions, it's seen to fall behind, which becomes quite annoying. So we need to challenge it to do better so that we can achieve more for our place, and for the people in the place.
And Jackie, you are not just an entrepreneur. You are also a coach, facilitator, networker. And in the entrepreneurial community, I think you probably meet daily people. And do you see that for them the place is important, or are there mainly entrepreneurs just still looking at that sort of capitalist concept of making money? What was the sort of sentiment in the community?
Yeah, when I read that question, I thought it was interesting, and I thought, I'm getting quite irritated about that idea. But in my view, I suppose, entrepreneurship has never been a capitalist concept about making money. And I think fundamentally, if you do believe that, you won't last long, because you'll be taken out, because there's more to it than that. I think you succeed. I think most entrepreneurs, or perhaps enlightened entrepreneurs, should we say, I suppose, are wealth creators. And I think they need to understand where they sit in the ecosystem of their place and where they sit in their supply chains and not over-extract from it, because nobody wins. If somebody's over-extracting in any chain, it won't survive. So there's something about place and understanding how it all knits together and how it works together, and not over-extract from it. So the concept of entrepreneurs being just money-grabbing, they could be, some of them will be, but they won't last long. They need to understand the ecosystem that's around them and how they extract wealth from it to do what. So I suppose I see it much more in the stewarding role, that you steward your place, that you can create good business in place and create wealth for other people in place by not over-extracting from it.
Wow, that's yet another concept that we haven't actually discussed here, about that stewardship. Mm-hmm. We discussed that responsibility. But this is a really great point, Jackie. Thank you for making the point for us. And I always remember, you know, the ecosystem is such a sort of maybe a theoretical concept for people. But when I speak to you, you told me once, it's relationships, isn't it? Ecosystem is relationships that are sort of netted together.
Yeah, I think that's vital, is understanding those business relationships and why you behave in certain ways. I suppose for me, it goes back to a leaky bucket concept, in that I think good entrepreneurs based in place and family firms that are there understand that they've got to fill the holes in the local economy buckets, rather than extract or drill holes in the bucket to let that money leak out. I think the place gets better the more there's retained wealth within it that it can reinvest back in its own infrastructure. So I think you have to understand as a business your contribution and how that comes back round, and is the wealth leaking from it and going somewhere else, or is it staying within community? But that doesn't mean that the business still has to be good. It can't just be in a place. That's not good enough. It's got to be good in its place, not just in its place. So I think, yeah, we fill holes in leaky buckets. I think that's what I'm saying.
I love that metaphor. We can expand on it, can't we? We can get rubber gloves and all sorts. So you've already mentioned, you know, entrepreneurs, they have to navigate this plethora of stakeholders, understand the needs of communities, local rules, regulations. So, you know, where do you think entrepreneurs gain the support from to be able to do this? And is this something they have to develop themselves?
I think fundamentally, if they can't navigate it, they're not going to survive either. So you've got to understand the landscape that you're in. And you're absolutely, there's a plethora, I suppose, of support agencies. And the other word is, I hate is support, only because it seems a little bit patronising. Because it's support, the word infers that you need it in some way. And I think there's something about entrepreneurs and businesses are on a continuum of growth, and they need different things at different times. That's maybe finance or some kind of development in some way, or access to grants or access to technologies or whatever that is. And I suppose I take the scenario of businesses, if you were an Olympic athlete, then you would have a nutritionalist, you'd have a psychotherapist, you would have a coach, you'd have a physio, you'd have practical tools, solutions to help you move to your next stage. And I think the scenario of support, this word support, perhaps needs to adapt to that, that it's about a skill required or something that's required at a point of growth for businesses that's not support as such. It's actually practical, useful help that helps that business move in the direction it needs to. So I think that thing of support, you definitely need to map your stakeholders, and they are ever changing. So that's a constant revisit on stakeholder mapping. You've got to understand the landscape in order to understand the walls and the tunnels and the ropes that you can get around all of the things, and who's going to enable it and who's going to block it. And why? And I think you do need to do that. Any business would need to do that in its landscape. But as for support, I think that's where it needs the biggest change. Ditch the word support for a start and call it something more useful, more practical, more pragmatic, more immediate, that is tailored to the needs of the business at the time. That would be ideal.
Yeah, and it's great to look at the sort of entrepreneurial journey from the entrepreneur need point of view, how they progress with their business growth in a way. And I suppose looking at this, Jackie, you've really depicted it so well. And I'm just now going to reflect on how we really teach entrepreneurship in the management school and what can we maybe learn from your perspective. So I think we should do a job swap.
Okay.
Even though maybe, you know, I don't know what you would do with me in your business, but we could definitely do with you here.
Oh, you could be in ours. That would be brilliant.
Well, let's imagine, Jackie, that you've been tasked to help us, you know, reframe or rejuvenate, innovate our entrepreneurial education. How would you approach it? What do you think we need to somehow inject into our students to enable them, you know, be better entrepreneurs?
I think actually having a go at it, real life, have a go. Use your student fee maybe to invest in a business. You could do it that way. But I think there's something about really embedding students in the ecosystem of business. So they could literally go from field to fork, follow the supply chain right the way through and go and visit everybody in somebody else's supply chain to understand how it works. I think that would be really practical and analyse the whole chain rather than just one aspect of the business. I think there's something about understanding how it all works. Why do relationships work that way and not that way? Where does logic get thrown out because of an emotional response to some other change? And I think if they really got under the skin of the whole of the supply chain system into one business, you'd get business. You'd start to really understand it, not just from one perspective of it. I think that would be excellent if you could make that happen. That's what I would do if you put me in charge of entrepreneurship. Are you likely to do that?
Absolutely, Jackie. We can call it MSc from the field to fork.
Could do.
And, you know, I think it's a pretty intriguing title.
It is.
Definitely got rid of the word support or any, you know, anything. Labeling.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. I like that notion of you know, going through that whole process.
See it in action and analyze it, understand it, question it, challenge it. And I think that's what business needs. And I think it would be very useful practical output for the businesses that were visited as well, to be honest. I think there you've got a win-win, maybe. So just hand it over to me. I'll take it for you.
Thank you. You are hired, Jackie. I'm up for it. Well, we are nearly at the end of our episode. And, you know, there is just so much more we could talk about together. But finally, Jackie, I just wanted to ask you, what is your place? Where do you feel placed and happy?
I think I've written down first the borders and Cumbria is my place, but I feel placed and happy where my family and the Guilders are, the business community and my family are. So a place where people really have energy and have opportunity. And I think that's what good business can create. I think business is a force for good, understanding its impact, its ecosystem, and generating the vibrance and confidence that place needs, that makes me happy. So that's my happy place.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie. What a wonderful way to end our episode. Thank you so much for your time. It's been great having you with us, and thank you for inspiring our students, you know, to be mindful about their place of business, collaborative and, you know, consultative with the local communities, make a change and make their place good and better. So that's all for today, and I hope you enjoyed our debate. Feel free to drop us a message, comment or recommendation of a resource, initiative or idea for our project. And until next time, take care.